views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from sunny Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on AM 1150 KKNW. You might be listening on WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island, or perhaps anywhere around the world, and I know we have listeners from all sorts of places, all sorts of corners of the world, on Transformation Talk Radio, but wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be really glad you joined us. I'd like to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Benny.
Hey, what's up? And it's good to see you again. I took a little hiatus last week.
I know, and I missed you terribly. We all missed you terribly.
Thank you.
Listeners,
that.
Too.
I know Sarah did a good job. She filled in.
She did great. Okay. She did great, yes. But she's not Benny.
How come I always seem to hear that? It just happens the way it is.
Yeah.
It's all good, but it's good to see you. Yeah. And wow, we're in store for a great show.
I think so too. And it's somebody I met many years ago, and love this person. But we'll get into that in a minute. I have to do my announcements now because, you know, Benny, if I wait till the end of the show, you know what happens? I get involved in the conversation and I completely forget.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. I really do.
So there are a couple of announcements I want to make before I get into this conversation. First of all, if you're a light worker and you want to bring a process that involves sacred geometry working in the quantum field that helps people shift quickly, I'm talking about the 111 activation. I am going to be training practitioners here in the Seattle area next weekend, October 24th and 25th. Maybe it's not next weekend. Is it next weekend? What's the date?
For what? I'm sorry.
What's the date today?
Today is the 16th.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It is next weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, time
yeah.
flies. Is it October already? Yes. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I'll be training practitioners in Bellevue here in the Seattle area on the 24th and 25th how to facilitate the 111 activation. So go to my website if you want more information about that. Also, I wanted to mention here on Transformation Talk Radio at 1:30 p.m. today, I will be the guest. We're going to be switching places. I'm going to be the guest on Chris Stainis's show, Voices of Women. So tune in for that as well. So anyway, you know, today I was supposed to have two guests, but it's down to one, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I'm really excited about today's guest. This is somebody who I've been following since I started getting into spirituality back in, I don't know, my 20s, my early 30s. And his work is just so amazing. And he is so down to earth and so hilarious, but also really insightful. And the person I'm talking about is Danyon Brinkley. And he teams up with his wife, Catherine Brinkley, and they bring a lot of wonderful things to the world. Unfortunately, Catherine can't be here right now, but I want to talk about Danyon's path. First of all, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with Saved by the Light, because in 1994, this became an international bestseller, a New York Times bestseller, and it shifted the way the world viewed death. You know, there's so much fear about it. And he followed up the next year with a hit, At Peace in the Light, and he and Catherine wrote Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven. He's got a very fascinating background because he has been to the other side, more than once, in fact, and he's got a unique perspective on what's happening in the world today. Today we're going to be talking about how to navigate the future of consciousness, which is a really important thing. And Danyon says that for us baby boomers, sorry, Benny, I don't mean to exclude you here, but particularly for us baby boomers, it's hitting us in a particular way that is asking us to show up in a new way in our lives and in the world. So again, you know, Danyon's a best-selling author. He's a spiritual teacher. He is an intuitive. He has survived a near-death experience, and it has become his mission with Catherine's to help change the cultural consciousness regarding death and dying. And they both say there is no such thing as death. I'm so happy to have Danyon Brinkley here. Danyon, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Christine and Benny, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be a part and to participate in what you guys are doing to awaken, support, and empower people.
So, Danyon, why is it important right now that we show up, everyone shows up, if they're called in one way or another to shift the world?
The world is shifting anyway. I mean, it's shifting. You can go look at Bible prophecy. You can look at Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce. You can look at Paul Solomon. You can look at what people have said, and you see a global shift in consciousness. The Maya, the India, all of these had these stories about this period that would come. We're in it. Stop for a minute, and Christine, and realize, who can you trust? Can you trust your banker? Can you trust your minister? Uh-huh. Can you trust the government? Can you trust the health care? Can you trust your doctor? The answer to that is no, because we've become aware. And the key is fear-based. No one is driving loving kindness and care. We're not investing in peace. We're investing in war. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we look today. Look at today. We sit at the precipice of World War III in the Middle East, right, in Syria. The United States, Russia, and China are all in Syria today. And they're buzzing each other with planes. They're shooting down each other's drones. They have combat on the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is as ancient of prophecies as possible. So when I take a look at it and realize that what is driving our power is fear, mm-hmm, and the greatest fear is pain and death.
Right.
And by using those two concepts as the predicators of how we base our reality, and all the stuff that's going on in neighborhood shootings and gun control and all of this stuff, we who allowed it to be created, people born between 1940 and 1967, we're the largest segment of the American population. And so what we have to do is recognize our spiritual self, not our religious self. Mm-hmm. And we have to put a focal point on certain ideals and concepts. Number one, nobody dies. It's the most ludicrous thought pattern that we can have. And then you look at the religious nature that has been attached to it, and then you have to look at sin and right and wrong, mm-hmm, and all these things that are coming about. Well, if you take a look at death, which most people either think they're going to hell,
right,
hope they're not,
uh-huh,
think there's nothing after it,
right,
and then they've been to the hospital to see that the advancements of chemistry and science of the body, you can keep a person alive torturously.
All right, absolutely.
And here's the most important thing, Christine. This is what's most important. We baby boomers, 10,000 of us turn 65 years old every day.
Wow.
10,000 a day. And here is the key factor that people have to understand. 70 cents of every dollar in health care is spent in the last 6 months of life to extend life an average of 16 days.
Wow. Is that statistic for real, Danyon?
That statistic is for real.
Holy cow.
So when you start to look at your health care and the new affordable health care, and you see states passing assisted suicide, then you have to stop. You have to take a deep breath. And you have to search out your spiritual identity. And you have to understand that when I started, I was struck by lightning and dead for 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of the near-death experience. I was completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months, and it took me 2 years to learn to walk and feed myself.
Wow.
And I had a near-death experience. It wasn't a near-death experience. I had a death experience.
Right. And when was that, Daniel?
September the 17th at 7:05 p.m., 1975, 40 years ago.
Wow.
So I have watched the evolution of this concept of that we die.
Mm-hmm.
When anybody stops long enough to look at the worldwide phenomena of people coming forth about their experiences, because I'm very proud that Dr. Raymond Moody and myself, we led the charge.
Yes.
I mean, I had enough of people scaring people to death and the cost factor of end-of-life care. And when you start to look at it, and I'm not trying to frighten anybody, I'm just trying to create awareness. When the Affordable Health Care Act came into place, the president said he took $500 billion from Medicaid, from Medicare, $500 billion. But he never really said what the $500 billion was for. It was to eliminate long-term care.
Ooh, interesting. You know, Daniel, we've got so much more to talk about, including some of the insights that you experienced after being dead for 28 minutes. But we have to go to a quick break. More with Daniel Brinkley in a few moments.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Danyon Brinkley. And Danyon, before the break, you were talking about those 28 minutes that led to, oh gosh, a lot of rehabilitation. What was it about those 28 minutes that changed your perspective on reality?
Well, as anyone can listen to my voice, I come from the Deep South.
Uh-huh.
And everybody goes to hell where I come from.
Yes. I'm from Fort Worth originally, Danyon, so I know all about that.
So you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so everybody goes to hell. And I never listened to that stuff when I was a kid because it didn't make sense.
Right.
And I grew up a tough guy, Christine. I was a tough guy. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm a bully. I was a bully. And then I played sports because I got to hurt people. And then I served in the Marine Corps.
Right.
And so my life was quite perfect. And at 25 years old, you're invincible. All of us are invincible.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden, when I was struck by lightning, talking on the telephone, I discovered a whole different viewpoint of who we are as spiritual beings. And we all are spiritual beings. But in all the cosmicology, because it's been recognized that mine was the most in-depth a near-death experience, or that's what Raymond, Dr. Moody said. I think it's just because I'm obsessive compulsive, dead or alive. I pay it. I'm nosy and I pay attention. But when you lift out of your body and you realize that you are looking back at an event that you no longer associate with.
Right.
When you first lift out of your body, you know you have no more interest in the world you just left.
Really, none at
you
all.
Know, none. It was, you know, it's like watching a TV program and it's going to commercial. Okay, and sometimes in the commercial it's of interest to you, but if it's about popsicles or Kool-Aid or something you're hungry,
you know,
or somebody's not paying attention to you. Once you realize that you're separated from it, I watch them load me in the ambulance, and I'm in the ambulance, and the guy's pounding on my chest, and he's working on me, and then he said he's gone, and I thought, gone where? And because I was, the lump was there, the paramedic was there, and I was still there, and then I went down a tunnel. But the most amazing transition for me, not for the parts that I've become famous for from the boxes of knowledge, the visions of the future, when I had no idea. I had no background on a near-death experience. It didn't even have a name when I had one until Raymond named it. But what most people don't realize, Christine, is that Dr. Moody, Raymond was a medical student in the hospital they brought me to. So as soon as Raymond had spread through it, I'd taken more than 180,000 volts of electricity, and somehow I survived it. But when I got to the hospital, it was patient unconscious, patient not breathing, no EKG.
Right.
So that pretty well tells the story.
Yeah. Dead.
And so Raymond came, and we became fast friends in the beginning. But here's what was the most important thing. Not all that cosmic stuff. But when I got to the end of this tunnel and this beautiful silver loving light surrounded me, I saw this being, this radiant being, and there are not words that describe that kind of engulfing spiritual nature of feeling. And it's always hard, Christine, to explain to someone to know that you are a part of something. The yearning that we all have in the earth plane is our relationships, and to know that we're a part of something, whether it be a family or a group or an organization or part of this radio broadcast, that we're all a part of something. But when you get to the other side, not only are you aware that you are connected to the divine, you have an understanding that the divine is connected to you. This is the greatest gift that you can get, that the divine is connected to you.
So what does that mean, to have the divine connected to you?
I don't think there is a series of phrases or a sentence structure that is able to describe that, because I can sense it now. Even now I sense it, not nearly as strong as then.
Right.
But we are all connected. And there is a connectivity to us in the universe. It's been proven with CERN. It's been proven with the advancements of what we now call dark matter, which was the Higgs boson particle calculation.
Uh-huh.
Some guy in the late 40s came up with this equation, and in 1964, a guy, Bolt Higgs, came up with it, and Boson came up with a technique, and then you use photon collider in CERN that proves that we're all suspended in what they call dark matter, which I think is a really funny name for God.
But since
since outer space is dark,
right,
they call it dark matter, but it shows that we're all connected. But people just have to trust me when I say you become completely and totally and lovingly aware that you sense the divine part of you. This is happens, and there's no language to describe. We all seek to be a part of, but to know that it's a part of you and to have that awareness changes you. But I think that what second affected me the most was what is called the panoramic life review.
Mm-hmm.
You see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. You will have missed nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many hairs was in the nose of the doctor who pulled you from your mother.
Wow.
You know everything. You know every label, every can, every name, every word ever heard. So what you do is you realize you had limited your scope and ability based on the deal you made and what you came to learn, achieve, and do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you watch it from a second-person point of view, Christine. And it's like being your best friend looking at yourself when you say, wow, that was really good, Dan.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Man, how stupid can you be?
Mm.
And you watch it. Then you literally become every person that you ever encounter.
Wow.
And you feel the direct results of your interaction between you and everybody else. So the first thing that tells you is no one gets away with anything.
Uh-huh.
It's a fair and just universe.
Sure.
And I got really tired of hitting myself in the face because I became every person. I felt the humiliation, the pain, the anger, and most of it's emotional,
right.
You know,
then,
but I got to feel and be that.
So that when you talk about being hit in the face, these are people you had hit as Danyan that you were getting to empathize with completely, feel, you know, be in their shoes.
I became them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got the direct results. And I think the greatest lesson that everybody needs to learn from this is this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you do in your life. It's why you do it.
Ooh, I like that, Danyan. I like that a lot.
Because the divine flow pays attention. It doesn't care what you want. It cares why you do it, why you want it.
Right.
Because when you start thinking about motive, which is what they relate to in criminal, so it's a hard word to take on. When you think about motive and then desire, because desire becomes sexual in the English language.
Right, right.
But motive and desire is all that the universe keys on.
Uh-huh.
And then the last part of this, the part called the panoramic life review is this, and this is a Danyanism. But when you think about it, if God could not come today and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make?
Mm.
That was the transitional point that changed my life. Not that I've become famous for being an empath or being famous for that I missed a couple of dates, but I have categorized the last 40 years of American and world history. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it was the future. It was just, never heard, and I described all this to Raymond, and then 4 years later, the first thing happened, and then came the collapse of the, then came the Chernobyl, and then the collapse of the Soviet Union, and then Desert Storm, and then Bosnia and Sarajevo.
Right. And you were shown these things in those 28 minutes, right?
Yeah, I met these 12 beings of light. And there was a 13th being that guided, and each of these beings would come forth and take me to a place. Mm-hmm. And I could see what was going on, you know, and I would watch it unfold. But in those days, I didn't really care about all that. Uh-huh. You know, I never got so... I always call the world that I entered was the Swami business. Uh-huh. And I never got so caught up in all that other stuff. I paid attention to the fact that I am a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. I am more spiritual than I am anything else. And I always look to see where science reinforces it. Mm-hmm. Christine, think about this. When you start thinking about who you are and where you are, take into consideration this scientific proven fact. The basic physical construction of matter is an atom.
Right.
Okay. And the basic physical structure of a human body is atoms, molecules, and cells.
Uh-huh.
If you take all the empty space out of an atom is 94.6% empty space.
Right.
A molecule is 98% empty space.
Mm-hmm.
A cell is 99% empty space.
Uh-huh.
So if you took all the empty space out of every atom, every molecule, and every cell of every human body, and let's say there's 320 million people who live in America,
uh-huh.
if you take all the empty space out of every atom, every molecule, and every cell of all 320 million people living in America, the entire population of the United States would fit in a regular size matchbox.
I love that.
That is a fact.
You know, we're going to have to go to another quick break, but when we return, Danyan, I'm going to want you to talk about how we get in touch with our motive and desire, if that's so important, and also at this important time when the planet is shifting and we're all shifting, how do we show up as God? More with Danyan Brinkley in a few moments here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit livemoreradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Stoned in paradise, shouldn't talk about it, shouldn't talk about it.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Danyon Brinkley, author of Saved by the Light, At Peace of the Light, and co-author of Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven. You know, Danyon, you were talking about your amazing 28-minute experience in which was filled with so much. And one of the things you talked about is you realized that one of the most important things, or what God or the universe looks at, is our motive and desire. Are people aware typically of their personal motives and desires?
Usually it's either, you have to remember that as a human being, trapped as a human being, uh-huh. is what most people believe. They're driven by two things, gratification or preservation.
Mm-hmm.
This is where greed comes in. This is where narcissism comes in. We have these three basic things. Think about when you're raising your children in America.
Uh-huh.
You want them to become successful. Then take a look at the most successful people. Look at Wall Street. Look at the industrial giants. Look
right.
at the great heads of corporations. To be an ultimate success in America, you must become a narcissistic sociopath.
Yeah, just about.
And once you start conceptually looking at that, then you realize that what becomes important is gratification or preservation,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to enlightenment, empowering, and support.
Yeah.
I learned that what matters is just not the big things that happen in your life. It's not that I sold probably more than 20 million books or
right.
What really matters to me is the little small differences. Where I went from being a complete jackass,
uh-huh.
I'm a hospice volunteer.
Right.
You know, and I believe that if God couldn't come today and God sent me and the life I will review, what difference would me and God make?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference that me and God can make is we'll be at the bedside of dying veterans.
Yeah.
And we will help them go from this world to the next world. And what I'll do is, one of these days, I'll get to look up in my own face and see what they see,
right.
that caring art form of transition and helping them deal with closure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the greatest thing that happened to me, from where I had no problems knocking you out or maybe shooting you once or twice,
mm-hmm.
to where now I want to be at that bedside.
Right.
And when you were asking earlier, how do we motivate? We must think war unthinkable.
Yeah,
we must think it unthinkable, because we are trying as a nation to start a war, and this is usually how we pull out of depressions, which is we're heading into another one now.
Mm-hmm.
But once we think about feeding people, and once we think about medical supplies, and once we just think about that, then the world finds balance. Today, when you have three countries, Russia, China, and America, fighting over Syria, then you go back to the ancient prophecies that are so ancient, and when the 200 million yellow man army can cross the Euphrates River. I was looking up at the Revelation of John, and I realized when you look at Revelations, either John didn't take quite enough of whatever he was on, or he took a little too much. Because when you start seeing 10-headed dragons and hydras coming out of the water and all
uh-huh.
of that, I mean,
uh-huh.
give me a break. But when you start to look at the 200 million yellow man army crossing the Euphrates, well, ISIL took over the dam and the Euphrates in Baghdad has dried up. So you start to put those kind of, I don't believe all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe some parts of it, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start putting all that together, and you realize that this is what's happening, and we are choosing sides.
Yeah.
We're choosing sides meticulously and precisely, as opposed to looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my problem, and I'll get this off my chest and get back to as spiritual as we can possibly be.
Okay. No,
we're going to take in 200,000 Syrian refugees instead of going and stopping these terrorist groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the president talk about that. Well, 44% of the homeless in the United States are veterans.
Wow, 44%. Oh, my
and
goodness.
And 14% of that 44% are female combat veterans with at least one child. And I hear all this taking in 200,000 refugees and creating a world for them when we don't even take care of our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't even take care of those who have served.
Right,
I
right.
think that that mindset makes us all crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, Daniel, you're talking about some of these prophecies that are really bad, you know, coming true. How do we shift this?
We think war unthinkable. We think it unthinkable, and we make it a part of our mindset. We think war unthinkable. We now live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
We now live in gratification or preservation. America is the greatest country in the world. Okay? Well, for what?
Mm-hmm.
We wage war when you should wage peace. You know, when you start to look at what happens, what is happening now, Kat and I were just in Europe, in Eastern Europe, in Romania.
Uh-huh.
We saw firsthand what was happening with the refugees. And Kat, at some, I was on a, some psychiatrist wrote a book about me. So all the books, we have a new book called 10 Things to Know Before You Go.
Uh-huh.
And so we were there, and someone asked me, they said, well, Daniel, what do you think of all this? I said, we need to elect women.
Uh-huh.
I said, because if women were in charge, what I'm seeing with a 23-year-old woman with three little babies standing in the rain in the middle of Europe in 2015 with no food, no shelter, and got off of a boat, and no woman, no mother would allow this to happen.
Right.
They would not allow it. And I said, so we need to put more women in charge, you know, and I'm not a big Hillary supporter, but we need to understand the feminine aspect of who we are in that spiritual side of us. It must be brought forth.
Yes, and I think that there's been this whole aspect over the last, I don't know, half a century where we've been devaluing the feminine qualities and the feminine energy that is so important to our world.
Not only is it important, it won't work without the feminine power.
Right.
You ever seen a man have a baby?
Yeah.
You ever seen what a mom does or a dog or a cat when they see a little a cat or a kitten or a puppy that's not theirs?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you see these on YouTube and you see it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I am a strong believer in the power of the feminine influence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you have to put up with some odd psychological patterns that you guys come up with. Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, I understand. But listen, I have a wife and five girls, so I have six women that have been in the house that are periodically, they're all together.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I can understand why men get upset.
Uh-huh.
But when you look at where the world is, that spirituality, the feminine is the nature of nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
We are never going to die, Christine. It will not happen. It won't happen. So to eliminate from your mindset this fear-based, pain-based, terror-based psychology,
mm-hmm.
is the first thing that has to happen.
So, you know, Danyon, I think that there's a difference between fearing death and fearing the pain that can come in a variety of ways, including leading up to death. How do we get beyond that fear?
What we do is we pay attention, okay? Until 1929, when the advancements of penicillin and antibiotics came into existence, okay, because this is where immortality and survival came to be some big deal. Before 1929, there was an emotional situation, but kidney failure was kidney failure. Renal failure, when it happened, it happened.
Right.
You had an hour or two to sit down and say goodbye and have that loving presence, because we will all see each other again.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's no question about this. There's too much. There's 25 million cases that have been documented about people around the world and what happens after they've been resuscitated.
25 million? I didn't realize it was that high.
Think about it.
Wow.
Think about this, and think about this. This is what this, and I'll tell you this quick. This is one of my jokes in the lecture. I always laugh, and I say, well, you know, God was looking down, and he was looking at all the doctors and everyone that's saying that people who have been coming back, who have been coming back and telling these stories, the light, the tunnel, the beating all their relatives,
sure.
That all these people, the same people who are creating it to happen, the doctors, are the ones that says that it doesn't happen. But
yeah,
the person it happens to knows. And look at Eben Alexander. Look at a neurosurgeon. Look at look at these people who've had it. So God says, you know, the only difference between God and a doctor is God never thinks he's a doctor. And so God says, okay, if these people are always trying to rationalize why I am here, then whose fault is it that we have been resuscitated? It's the dyers.
Right.
It's the people who believe, doctors believe it's a dead universe. All you are is a bunch of chemistry.
Right, right.
Where we believe we are spiritual beings and that we live in a living universe.
Right.
So the people whose fault it is that we return are doctors and medicine. They, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, they bring us back. It's their fault that we're here.
Yeah, and but what a gift it has been to the world to have that, because we get to hear stories like yours and apparently 28 million others, which is just astounding. We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, more with the wonderful Danyon Brinkley.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety, and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Your mother said, reading the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I can't even say my name after all that laughing. Here on KKNW and Transformation Talk.
The things are going behind the scenes, right?
I know. We're having fun here. Off air here, yes. Anyway, I'm talking to Danya. And Danya, before we run out of time, I want to make sure you share with our listeners your websites.
Well, it's just danya.com.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm on Facebook, and I handle my own Facebook. That's me. If anybody goes to that, that's really me, Danyan.com. And then we have Danyan and Catherine. But if you just go Danyan, if you type my name on any search engine, just my first name, I'm the first, like, 200,000. And then I have The Twilight Brigade.
Yes.
And The Twilight Brigade is how to get involved and be empowered. Mm-hmm. It's about, I believe that no one dies. And I believe that the more you know about the process, the easier it is for you to be able to help someone make the most important decisions of their life, mm-hmm. give them strength to let go, and also be able to deal with that in your own personal self, knowing that you're going to meet them again.
Right.
And the Twilight Brigade is one of the largest end-of-life care volunteer programs in American history. And I deal especially with veterans because they're unique, Christine.
In what way?
Well, veterans have a background mostly in combat that most of us never deal with, mm-hmm. and the post-traumatic stress syndrome and what's going on with traumatic brain injury, and we're drugging them to suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
We're doping them and filling them with an average veteran from Afghanistan or Iraq has 12 drugs.
Really?
And, well, when you look at it, probably 50, they say 22 are killing themselves every day. I would say it's more like 48 a day.
Wow.
And we're losing 55,000 every 30 days.
So how does somebody face death and face their fears relating to death when they've been in this kind of traumatic situation and violent situation?
They don't. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder.
Uh-huh.
And they don't. So they need trained volunteers uh-huh. who have expertise and know how to create open-ended conversations. Most of the time, if a person has someone who will listen okay. and that person cares about them, they have a tendency to work through their issues.
Uh-huh.
But if you're in a VA hospital, or you're in a regular hospital and you've killed children and seen
right.
bodies blown up and all of that kind of stuff, and you have no one to talk to.
Right.
You have no one. So I created the Twilight Brigade.
Oh.
I have 32,000 hours at the bedside, Christine, and I've been with 2,008 people going from this world to the next, and 341 taking their last breath.
Wow.
I dedicated myself to help those who have been through what I've been through deal with it without having without having to have near-death experiences. So,
and that's, you know, there's so many people who are afraid to let go, and you know, you hear stories about this, people hanging on for a really long time when they really should let go. How wonderful that you can help them deal with their fears, their issues of closure, and to encourage them to let go.
And to train people to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be a hospice volunteer sooner or later.
Uh-huh.
This is what you're going to be.
Yeah.
The more you know about the process, the easier it is for you to deal with the things that usually frighten you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to also remember, Christine, that it's usually someone trying to hold on because someone else wants them to.
Yes. You know, when my mother was dying, she her body, you know, kept going many, many, many hours past when the hospice worker said, you know, she'll be gone 24 hours. Like 36 hours later, she was still warm. And finally, I said to my brother, I think we need to leave the room. We need to let her
be. Yeah, she would let go because you were there.
Yes, and we left, and sure enough, she let go.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this not hundreds of times, but thousands of times.
Wow.
And once you know what to look for in the sights, that's what we put in the training. It's a 20-hour training.
Uh-huh.
We have 30 people this month. I know November we have 30 people in L.A. I think we're over 8,000 people. But this is my mission.
So how does it change the people who get involved in this mission?
It changes them forever. They lose that certain fear, and they become empowered in that they can participate in something that in this life is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
That you came here and that you will leave here is mm-hmm. inevitable.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone reads Secrets of the Light, if you go to Amazon or you go to the website, Saved has all the prophecies in it. At Peace was my attack plan, how I was going to change the world.
Uh-huh.
And I've been quite successful at it. And then Secrets was just looking back over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Now 40 years, we have a new book called 10 Things to Know Before You Go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me making fun, you know, my normal self, because
right.
What are they going to do, kill me?
Yeah.
Well, big deal. Who does that scare?
By the way, Daniel, you know, I've been to your presentations, and I have to tell you, they are hilarious and so insightful and moving, but there is so much laughter. And so I encourage people, if they get the opportunity, go see Danyon in person. And you and Catherine are going to be presenting on a cruise, is that right?
Yeah, we have a cruise. It's called a conspiracy cruise, and most of the people on the cruise, I like them. I don't go along with a lot of the things that they say.
Uh-huh.
But it gives you a good, diverse viewpoint, Christine, of what's going on around us, and you listen to some opinions that are really brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sean David Morton. I mean, Sean is a little angry at the world, but his range and knowledge of how our structure, you know, when you look at your driver's license, you're all in capital letters. Every place that you see that your name is all in capital letters, first, that's grammatically incorrect.
Yes.
And then second, that means you are a corporation.
Uh-huh.
And he goes in to explain how your birth certificate and your death certificate is worth $3 billion on the open market. This was all remarkable to me. I mean, uh-huh. to realize that the United States government borrows money based on my life, my birth certificate, and my death certificate.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty amazing. And I tell also this, too. On these cruises, I get a chance to mingle, and Kat and I are always out about among people. And
mm-hmm.
when you get away from the land and you're floating in the ocean and you get a chance to not see land and
uh-huh.
you get to be in that kind of atmosphere, it's a spiritually rewarding atmosphere, mm-hmm. a time to stop and then take a break, and then be ready to start again with far more depth of information.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm funny. I think that I take everything that scares everybody, and I make fun of it.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Right.
What are they going to do? Kill me? Well, big deal.
You know, Danny, this hour has just flown by quickly. Where do you see our world at the end of the shift in 30 seconds or less?
If we are not really careful, uh-huh, and we not put in our mindset that war must be unthinkable, we must seek peace, we will be either at a world war in the next 2 years, or we'll be seeking peace.
Mm, yeah.
The world war concept is winning. That's why I wanted to be on this show. We must think war unthinkable. We are a militarized nation, and we have to look at taking our rightful position and defending and feeding and supplying medicine, mm-hmm, as opposed to war.
Right. Danyon, it's been a joy. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
I love you guys. I appreciate it. And for everybody who's listening, please tell two, maybe three of your friends to please come and listen to this show.
Sounds great. And there's so much to learn from Danyon. Thank you, Danyon. And thank you for listening here today. Make sure on Transformation Talk Radio you tune in at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. I'll be on Voices of Women. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.